guys, have you ever brought your dog or cat to a veterinarian and all they want to do is tests? And you're just like, can you just help my dog? And all, but no, they want to do tests. And it's been really super frustrating. Well, I want to just talk to you guys a little bit about that. So years and years ago, when you would take your dog or cat to a veterinarian and there was a problem, a lot of times they would medicate them. They'd give them a shot, or they'd give them some fluids, or they'd do something like that. And, you know, it may or may not work. And now, because veterinary medicine, we wanted to just be kind of like human medicine. And now we are. So what that kind of means is that we have an over-reliance on tests. Now, sometimes those tests are great, like blood work, x-rays, they can be great. But when we get them all the time, and really that's all that's happening, there's not really a lot of help. So what it gets a little frustrating for most people. So what I like to tell people is that holistic medicine actually has treatments. It has thousands of safe treatments. That's kind of the problem with it. It is literally herbal medicine is like learning about the world. Like, how can you ever learn all about the world in your lifetime? You know, that's how I feel like herbal medicine is. So if anything, we have sort of too many treatments, so many treatments that we have to learn how to be, to decipher what's really gonna work and what's not gonna work fast. So I guess that's one of the biggest differences between Western medicine and holistic medicine is we use our hands and we check the pulses, we look at the tongues, we use our observation of the animal in a completely different way than Western medicine does. And in that way, we can often just establish what we call a pattern of disharmony, and we can figure out from that what we might do herbally. And it's not to replace Western medicine, but it's just to say, hey, we actually have treatments and they work well, and we don't have an over-reliance on thousands of dollars worth of tests. So it's one of the pluses of having a holistic vet. Just talking about the pluses and minuses of holistic medicine versus conventional medicine. And I guess most of you know this, but because it's in my three books that I've written, but I used to work in conventional medicine. And I just wanted to say, people think because I'm a holistic veterinarian that somehow I don't believe in conventional medicine, but that's not true. So everything about holistic medicine and conventional medicine, which one you decide to take your pet to, really depends on case selection. So it's basically like, what is wrong with your pet? Is there something acute? That's more of a conventional problem a lot of times. More something with the eyes. A lot of times something with the eyes is more conventional problem. We take them to the allopathic vet or an ophthalmologist, say. If we want to get any testing done, like an MRI or an ultrasound, obviously that's all done at the conventional vet. And there's great reasons to do those things. So that's kind of the strengths of Western medicine. I think of like complex dental problems, dental specialists, perfect. So I just want you guys to know, and you know, just from basic lab work, you know, what's wrong with getting a blood test, you know, every year to make sure that there's no organ issues or other issues in the blood. You know, it's just with the chronic use of medication, you have to kind of make sure that it makes sense. So like I think of heart disease. Now heart disease is something that's treated very well with conventional medicine these days. It's kind of nice if you can meld some herbs in with your conventional medicine, with a holistic vet could do that. But like chronic medicines, chronic drugs for heart disease or blood pressure might make a lot of sense, right? And maybe we just holistically support the liver and being able to handle that, the liver and kidneys. So the perfect world is to meld them, but unfortunately the two worlds are a bit separate. So when I say that, what are the strengths of holistic medicine? I might be thinking more on the chronic issues. So that might be immune mediated issues, it might be allergies, it might be seizure conditions, certain seizure conditions. It might be organ disease, liver and kidney failure. And I say failure in quotes because a lot of times we can stabilize even a situation where there was severe hepatitis or even severe kidney issues sometimes. can respond well to the herbal therapies and acupuncture that we provide. Certain cancers are treated well with Western medicine, and certain cancers are treated better, or I'd say better, with holistic medicine. So it's really about case selection, and a lot of people think it has to be either or, but this was a video I wanted to shoot so that you could show it. Say, if you're a holistic minded person, you're showing it to, say, maybe someone who's not very holistic minded. And that I wanted to kind of show how there's a melding between the worlds. But today I did want to talk to you about one case in particular, because it really shows something that holistic medicine can do that conventional medicine cannot do. And I hopefully preface that by saying conventional medicine can do all of these things very well, much better than me. But today I'm going to talk to you about a little dog named Nugget, who, and I've had this happen with other dogs. There's a dog in my book named Coco in the Zen and the Art of Caring for Pets. And the exact same thing happened with Coco. And that is that they present to their veterinarian with severe hematuria. So their urine looks like tomato soup is what's going on. We'll have some pictures here so you can see it, what normal urine is and what these dogs with severe hematuria look like. And it's very alarming to people to see that their dog's urine is bloody. So they take them to their vet, which is the right thing to do, and they do some tests, and they find out there's no bacterial cause. There's no infectious cause, no bacteria, nothing that we can kill with an antibiotic. Sometimes antibiotics can cool the urinary system temporarily, and that can help with some symptoms, but it's not curing it. But we have herbs that actually stop hematuria, and they don't stop it in 2 weeks or 5 days even. They stop it by the next day. So, but I guess the even better thing to think about, other even more than hematuria herbs, and I can talk about those in a second, is the cause. All the cases of hematuria, sort of idiopathic hematuria, that have come to me have all been a manifestation of what the dog's eating. So it's for, like, they're reacting to their food. And in Chinese medicine, there's all this liver heat. And instead of causing a seizure, or instead of itching at the skin, these dogs pee blood. Same exact etiology, but they're peeing blood. So we do the same thing we do with everyone, which is muscle test for food allergies. We rotate single proteins once a month. And in these cases, we do acupuncture and herbs to stop the hematuria. So what herbs stop hematuria? There's a whole lot of them, but and this is such a cool thing because it actually is the strength of Western herbs. Western herbs, those are European-derived herbs or North American herbs that, in my opinion, work better than Chinese herbs for this problem. And the number one herb that stops hematuria, though I want everyone to know there's an underlying cause and you need to address that cause. Don't just be palliative, just giving your dog something to without looking at the causes and without changing the diet. Please promise me you'll do that. But the number one herb for hematuria is yarrow. So it's, I'll show a picture of it for you guys, but yarrow flowers, it's just a flower that's very ubiquitous. It grows everywhere in North America. We went to Europe and it was in Europe. And it's an excellent, and you only need a few drops of a good quality yarrow tincture. And so the combination of yarrow, I use Pipsila, which is similar to Uversi, and I also use Althea or marshmallow root. Organic marshmallow root powder just to cool all of the mucous membranes and heal them. So we also use other kidney herbs and things like that, but those are the main herbs that I think really help hematuria. And basically they're fixing something that is not fixable, easily fixable, or even fixable at all with Western medicine. And they're often doing it overnight.
Oh my goodness, that's super cute. He does it both ways. Nugget. Yeah, you will, but maybe you won't.
Nugget. Can I get a close-up?
You got a close-up. Nugget.
So, anyway, I hope you guys have learned something. Thank you so much. Subscribe, like, please comment. I know you're thinking something. I want you to put it down on the computer for me so I can read it. Thank you so much.